I read the story, by the way, if you're already mentioning there was a guy in Yerushalayim, not recently, it's a few decades ago, that he passed away on Erev Shabbos. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the wife calls the Chevra Kadisha, maybe we could do the Tzavaya today. No way, there's no chance. Tala and everything. So they put them in the fridge, and the Motzei Shabbat will be the Levaya. And there were 10 people, okay, no one knew who he is or what he is. But he asked in the will, he wrote, and he told his wife also, that he wants that at the Levaya, after the burying, to dance and sing a Baal Yochai Nimshach Tachshech Atal Abishim Baal Yochai. So they remembered this Shmuel. Let's go there to him. So, fine, there were 10 men, just the Chevra Kadisha was there, 10 men, Minag Yerushalayim, and they buried him in the middle of the night in Har HaZeitim. It's not the most pleasant thing to do, to be there, and everyone just wants to finish and go home already. You know, it's not the most simple.
Talking like 3 or 4 hours at night.
Yeah, okay, well, the digging of the kids about like
basically just putting the dirt in.
And then they remembered, once again, she asked Rabbi Shuba Yochai, the singer, he asked for this. He wanted to do what the dead asked. It's a mitzvah to do what the dead asked before he dies. But no one had the words. They didn't know the words. And then suddenly one of the guys, of the Rav, what happened was, they had only 9. And on the way, they said, we'll go by the shul. The Rav always learns it, we'll pick up the Rav. They went by the shul, they asked the Rav, fine, it's a mitzvah, no, I'll go. And he went. And he happened to have in his pocket a page with the song of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Where did he get it from? It was on the floor, it was Gniza or something. Yeah, it's a holy song, I'll pick it up in my pocket. You see how this guy was so connected to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, this Niftah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all that, so they'll sing for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on his kever, and they sang and they danced, they got excited, and then they all went home. It's not a story from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, really said. But now Rabbeinu said the same story from his people. So we have a few minutes, this is a story from his people. One of his people was Rabbi Yehu Chaim Rosen. He was nifter maybe 30 years ago. He was in Russia with Rabbi Yitzchak Benda in the Ukraine, in Uman. And they were both sitting in jail. We spoke about Rav Levi Yitzchak in jail. Now we're talking about Rabbi Yehu Chaim. We'll speak about what was in jail. And he's saying like this. See his words. Every investigation, he used to ask us many, many questions. And we needed to give immediately answers. Once, they even poured on us ice cold water in the middle of the Chakira, the investigation. And there was it was very frightening because there was a time that they wanted him to snitch, to speak about that person, and they poured suddenly water on him, and it was crazy. Okay? And at the time when they brought me back to jail, I thought, well, it will be the next time when they ask me the question. How do I remember what I told them then, so next time I don't contradict myself? What's going to be? They write everything, and then I sigh afterward, that's what I said. And I was sitting most of the time in this big room with many, many goyim. And I had a corner, there was a corner over there, where the guy used to hang their clothing, their winter clothing, was called Peltzin. And they said, the guy used to say, the synagoga, that's the shul of Rosin. Because every chatzot used to do over there chatzot. Derech HaTeva, there was no way they would be saved, that we will be saved. But prayer changed the nature. And especially the prayers of after chatzot of the night, after midnight. Because it was for sure that 100%, and naturally, there was no way to be saved from them. Even if they give $1 million, there's no way to be saved from them. Only mercy of Hashem. He said that. So we finish with today. Hashem, we'll talk more.